This is Fresh Air, and we're going to re-examine the music of Elliot Carter. At one time, Elliot Carter was generally hailed as the greatest American classical composer of our time. And our classic music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, still thinks so. But Lloyd says with the current popularity of minimalism, Carter may be getting slighted. Lloyd has a review for us of a recent Carter recording.
I've been combing through the new releases of contemporary music and keep going back to a record that came out on Nonesuch a year ago that didn't get the attention it deserved. It contained the first recorded performances of two recent Elliot Carter pieces, The Triple Duo and In Sleep in Thunder, his setting of six poems by Robert Lowell. It's a shocking comment on the state of contemporary music to realize that these works by our major living composer, I might as well go out on that limb, took so long to be released. 4 years for the Triple Duo, 5 for the Lowell settings. They're marvelous and sometimes difficult works. Carter, now 78 years old, has long since abandoned any conventional idea of melody and has become more interested in, well, character. Each instrument or group of instruments plays a part in the musical drama. They talk or they argue, sometimes all at the same time. They proceed at different speeds and in different rhythms, and there are often passages of the most aching lyricism. For me, the parts that keep Carter at the top of the greatest living composer charts. The Triple Duo is Carter's keystone comedy, a Rube Goldberg machine in which every turn of a cog triggers some unexpected but inevitable counterreaction. As the title suggests, there are three pairings, a glittering toy shop of instruments you either stroke, violin and cello, strike, piano and percussion, or blow into, flute or piccolo, and clarinet or bass clarinet. At one point, the pair might be as erotically harmonious as the piano and marimba you virtually can't tell apart, or as hilariously contradictory as the squeaky piccolo playing with the groaning bass clarinet, or as disorienting as the slow strings working against the fast winds. The opening gambit, a slapstick triple play, sets the whole piece in motion. Piano to clarinet to flute to snare drum. Bang, the banana peel. Here are a couple of minutes from this opening. Performers of Elliot Carter's Triple Duo are the wonderful British ensemble The Fires of London, to whom Carter dedicated the score. It isn't ever likely to be livelier or more dazzlingly played. I wish I could be as enthusiastic about the performance of In Sleep in Thunder, which is a more difficult and demanding piece to begin with. The main problem is that it, too, is done by a British group, the London Sinfonietta with tenor Martin Hill, conducted by the British composer Oliver Newson. It's almost grotesque to hear Hill, the proper Englishman, in the voice of Robert Lowell, singing stiffly about the modern Orpheus, with his murderous sons dancing with grateful gaiety round the cookout. These knotty, satirical, and moving poems need a singer who can capture Lowell's peculiarly American idiom. The players, however, get it right. In this delicious passage from the second poem, try to ignore the tenor, the solo trumpet, both bluesy and stentorian, mimics a failed Wagnerian soprano who is vocalizing across the yard from Lowell. In the process, Carter gives us a portrait of Lowell himself, foolish, pathetic, heroic, and like nothing else you've ever heard.
We're listening to Elliot Carter's In Sleep, In Thunder. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, is a poet and classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.